This is Life in Thunderbird, Radio Hell. My name is Ben. Thanks for tuning in tonight. No live band in the studio tonight as planned, taking a day away from that. Going to start by playing some music. Going to be doing a lot of that in the next little bit. I'm going to start off with a kind of a super group or a group from kind of famous bands, at least in the campus radio scene anyways. They are called Laughing, and it consists of ex-members of Napeyes, Monomyth, and Human Music, and Fountain, among other projects. So yes, that is a four-piece out of Montreal, Quebec. Brand new record from them called Because It's True. That came out in the summer. I played songs from that in the past, but hey, haven't done that in a while. So let's play a song from Laughing to start off the set. Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM. Trying this new thing where I'm putting the mic in between the two monitors. See how that works.
Ever be a friend of mine? See her at the party as she turns her head away. I was drunk, so I drank some more. I said something.
Yeah, you want that. Yesterday came in, yesterday went, and the sun went down with all my friends. Sun comes up and seasons change, and another one's here just all again. Everyone's laughing and everyone's here.
Time has come for the Vancouver Outsider Arts Festival. Here to showcase the work of visual artists and performers outside of mainstream art institutions, Vancouver Outsider Arts Festival strives to provide a platform for artists to share their unique perspectives and artistic visions with the community. From October the 11th to the 13th, come to the Roundhouse Community Arts and Recreation Center, brought to you by the Community Arts Council of Vancouver. And let's not forget that the festival is free for all. So find out more at www.voaf.ca.
From 1951 to 1992, First Nation and Inuit children were placed in non-Indigenous communities to live in private homes to attend school. If you or someone you know participated in this program, compensation may be available. For details, please visit boardinghomesclassaction.com or call 1-888-499-1144 for details on eligibility, support, or opting out.
Thank you. thinking it's the best for us to take time away from the back and forth. Just a memory to me. Same night, I never answer. Conversations always end the same. We don't think enough, we just say too much. We just say too much. Cause you don't know. And you don't.
So that's not a band from the 2000s. Not an emo band from the 2000s. That's a brand new band, very new, from Winnipeg, Manitoba, called Guilty Sleep. Pretty new record, or bunch of, is it demo? No, it's an actual like EP they put out in just before summer. So this year, four-piece band out of Winnipeg, Manitoba. It's only released so far a three-song record, self-title, I think. It's just called Seeds. Never mind. Yeah, it's a three-song release called Seeds. The song I play is called Sleeve. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. What else did I play? A lot of Winnipeg in that set. 80%. No, 6 out of 5. Oh my God. Let's just ignore it. Fold Paper is a band from Winnipeg I played before, Guilty Sleep, with a song called Idol. The record is called 4TO. They are pretty new as well, but I played them on the show in the past. They played a bunch of festivals in Winnipeg and such. Yeah, Fold Paper, four-piece, post-punk wannabes, they call themselves. They're on Royal Mountain Records from Winnipeg, Manitoba. And then I snuck in a non-Winnipeg act in between a bunch of Winnipeg acts. Dev Arrow from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Dev Arrow played a song called Together Again. The record is called Heart-Shaped Rock. That's just came out last week. Dev Arrow, one word. Not sure what that name came from. I wanted, there's a, you can go to a website, Dev Arrow, like develop Arrow, DevArrow. Doesn't really say, it's like no info other than like tour dates. Playing a lot in Nova Scotia area and Toronto as well. Yeah, maybe the person's name is Dev. I don't know. It's on Paperback Records. It's probably a bio that I'm missing. Oh, it says Graham Aru is maybe the person's name. Anyways, doesn't matter. Before that, from Winnipeg, sort of in Gimli, Manitoba. It's very Winnipeg-based music from The Secret Beach. The song is called Buying You a Garnet Amp. Garnet Amp, I believe, used to be, or at some point, a guitar amp that's made in Winnipeg. It's like a modified amp from Winnipeg. I don't know. That's what I've discovered, and I've sort of heard in the past. So, yeah, very Winnipeg-based song. And the record is called We Were Born Here, What's Your Excuse? That's a famous joke in The Simpsons. There's one episode where Winnipeg was involved, and there's a sign where they drove into Winnipeg. I guess Homer and such drove into Winnipeg. And sign says Winnipeg, and then the tagline underneath the sign that says Welcome to Winnipeg is We Were Born Here, What's Your Excuse? So it's a very famous line in Winnipeg just because it's from The Simpsons and, you know. Anyways, what am I saying? The Secret Beach. The Secret Beach is the moniker of, I did have this one figured out, but whether or not I can say the name properly is another issue. Mika Ehrenberg. It's Mika is a songwriter and producer. Mika has collabed with produced for artists such as Nero Nalo, Boy Golden, has produced for. With people like engineers that work with Elliot Smith, Bob Dylan, etc. is a long bio. Anyways, yes. So at least I have that to tell you about this person that I think currently may be living in Gimli, Manitoba, but I don't know. Don't ask me. Laughing started off the set. Supergroup from Montreal. I don't think I told you what the name of the song was. It is called Will She Ever Be a Friend of Mine. The band is called Laughing. Song sounds like kind of a 90s song. The song title, also very like old school. Song title from the 90s. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Continuing on now with more music. I played some Ross Witt last week. The record release party was last week. It was tons of fun on the Friday. Good times all around at Green Auto. But I noticed that the record isn't on the CITR charts. I don't know why. Should be on the charts. I played a different song for last week, but I'm going to play another track from the record, Eternal Living. The band is Ross Witt. This is Grapes Song, Vancouver's three-piece, Ross Witt. Aha, totally press the wrong button. They are three-piece, but some of the songs have extra players on it. But anyways, live show, three-piece. But Jessica sometimes play three songs with them on the flute. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyways, Ross Witt, Vancouver. We'll be right back.
No, they must have seen you.
I know that you're not too ambitious.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's YOUNGAGRARIANS.ORG. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
It was funny at first, but now it just makes me sad. Whose fault is that?
Hello, That was from Vancouver, British Columbia, Cold Gods, with a song called No Karma off the record Roll to Dice, a new one from Cold Gods. I don't know much about Cold Gods, except it is a moniker for Stephanie Duke. Everything in the record, written and performed by Stephanie Duke. But second full-length record from Cold Gods called Roll the Dice, inspired by Portland, Oregon. The closeness of death and the feeling of wind in your face as you drive down a country road. Yes, other than that, zero knowledge of Cold Gods. No Search Party before that. Also, very limited knowledge of No Search Party. But again, a new one from No Search Party just came out last week. The Cold Gods one that I talked about, maybe 2 weeks ago. So this one's last week. Through My Teeth is the name of the song from No Search Party off a EP of sorts. Short, two songs release. Through My Teeth is the title of that release. Before that, I play a bunch of bands. Oh, well, you know what? Before that, I play Future Star, which is, I guess, a solo performer. This is the part that's too hard to explain. That's the name of the song from the record It's About Time, Future Star, friend of the show. Yeah, that record came out in summer of this year. Future Star perform the entire record live on the air on this program back in, exactly when, like the night before the record release party. You can hear it on CITR.ca podcast. Just do a search for Future Star Radio Hell, probably show up as a link, and you can listen to the record in its entirety live, as performed live. Before Future Star, K Carr with a song called Big Talker off the record 3. Originally, we had K Carr scheduled to play live on this program next week. But due to personal reasons, valid reasons, the band cannot play at this time. We will rebook the band when K Carr is available to play on this program at a later date. Before K-Car, I played some What with a song called Get Out of their new record Mingling with the Thorn. Start off the set with a new one from Roswit, Grape's Song off the record Eternal Living. Cassette for that is available. It's close to being sold out, I think, off monotape. But anyways, go to rosswit.bandcamp.com and you can see if you can get it. But yeah, the record came out, the cassette came out, the album came out last week. The record release show was tons of fun. All right. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Going to pray. Can't speak tonight. What else is new? Going to play a new record. A lot of new stuff tonight. It's from Montreal. This album just came out last week. The band is Godspeed, You Black Emperor. The record is called No Title as of 13 of February 2024, 28,340 dead. The song I'm going to play is called Babies in a Thunder Cloud. This is CITR Radio, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. It was a snippet of the song Babies in a Thundercloud from Godspeed You Black Emperor from the record No Title as of 13 February 2024. 28,340 dead. Had to cut that song a little bit short. Still play like 9 minutes of it. Still like 3 minutes. 4 minutes to go. However, I realized that I am running out of time to do what I needed to do because copy and paste coming up in an hour, but I have a rebroadcast of a previous set to play, and that goes for an hour. So need to get this on to fit in the schedule. Yeah, coming up at 11 o'clock, copy and paste. But now I'm going to play a set that happened on live on this program back in July of this year. The band is called Scarlet Fever. They play live in studio in our environment. A very fun band, very nice people. A few days ago, there was a fire in Mount Pleasant, and the guitar player from Scarlet Fever, Elsie, was one of the people that has their house that was affected. And her family's fine, but my understanding is all her gear and guitar and everything is gone. However, there was a GoFundMe that was posted on the Scarlet Fever website Bandcamp, and it seems like they have met the fundraising goals. So monetary, they should be doing okay. But in any case, hopefully the band will be fine, continue to play music. Hopefully your family's doing okay. This is a Scarlet Fever, as they were back in July of this year, so you can enjoy the music live from Thunderbird Radio Health. Depending if I have time, I might or might not come back and say bye, but oh well, here we go.